Hey, it's Wayne Kelly with an on-air publicity tip. This morning on my radio show, Dr. Cindy Brown called in from her office in Los Angeles. She's a psychotherapist, and she was talking about cheating and talking about the Eric Spitzer scandal and also, you know, how men and women can stop this in their relationships. As a guy, I heard her talking that it was both people's problem. It's not one or the other. So this is a snippet of what she had to say.
I think women and men need to realize that when there's signs in the relationship of, you know, some type of boredom or unhappiness, it's a red flag. So I think how women can, I really recommend women make sure that they're giving enough in the relationship, or men, vice versa, because it happens on both sides. But I think for women, you know, a lot of men complain they don't get enough sex in the relationship. I mean, I hear it constantly. And then men have different needs than women. And a lot of times it is sexually related, but a lot of times what it is, it's actually more personal related, meaning a man is needing a companion or a confidant, and he's not finding that in his partner.
Now, the women only heard one tiny little aspect of this whole interview. They heard this.
But women don't realize that they really need to prepare themselves to have sex, and that if they want their man to stay home, there needs to be a certain amount of sex given, because men need it more than us, and they will stray if they're not getting their fill of it. Not that it's our responsibility to fill it, but women need to realize that they need to put themselves in a position, you know, get enough sleep, you know, eat right, exercise, you know, feel good about their bodies. A lot of women stop having sex because they're not feeling good about their own bodies.
This was a great radio guest, because guess what happened after Dr. Cindy Brown hung up? The phones went nuts, and we got into this discussion. Okay, Jane, let her go.
I have a problem with that. The whole thing with the men need it, so you have to perform, or you have to. Well, you know what? We have pregnant. We have kids. We clean the house. Yeah. We cook. We do, you know, your work. But of course, they need it, so that you have to do right now, or else the relationship's over and they're going to go find a high-priced call girl?
Yeah.
Excuse me, but if you can't just, you know, there are circumstances, and it has to be something that has to be worked out together, and there has to be some give and take, and there has to be some help, and they're not just going to stray because you're not giving them to them four times a week, which they need. Hello, that just makes me crazy.
Jane's first rant.
That's ridiculous. Yes,
I've taught you well.
Anyway.
Wow.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's how I feel about
that.
Well,
it shouldn't be like that. You're absolutely right. But you know, it was very interesting to hear her view. Good morning.
Good morning. All of us at work, which is a bunch of ladies, are listening to this, and I have to say that we agree with Jane. We do not get it either. You know what? I have needs too. I want the socks picked up. I want the hat put away. I want the glasses put in the cupboard. Why do they have to be left on the counter?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. But we don't stray because, you know, the toilet hasn't been cleaned,
exactly.
And we asked them to do it 2 weeks ago.
I want him to put the kids to bed every once in a while. Why do I have to do it all the time?
Okay, this sounds like a continuing show tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for the call. Okay, bye-bye. Oh, we've opened up a can of worms this morning on the Wayne and Jane Show. That's the trick to being a great radio guest. When you cause people to phone and talk about you after you're gone, you have nailed a home run. Congratulations, Dr. Cindy Brown. You did it right. You did everything perfect, and you'll be back again, guaranteed, talking more about relationships because you made our phones ring. Okay, Jane, go ahead.
Well, I know Wayne's wife, Melanie, and I know she's not going to be very happy with that interview either, so he's probably not going to be getting any action for a while. So I'll have plenty of time for you and your PR. Just head online, onairpublicity.com.